In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is 6:52, and it's time to visit with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Good morning, Jill.
How are you? Are you in the holiday season mood yet?
Well, not yet.
My God. I just came off a station where they're playing holiday music already.
One of our stations is already doing that, too.
It's amazing. Okay, well, I'm in it. I'm in it. Let's go.
All right. Well, I know that it is also charitable giving season. What are the rules right now around taxes? Have they changed? Are they going to change?
Okay, so first of all, I know that most of you are not giving because of the tax benefit associated with it. Okay, so we get that. But there are tax rules associated with charitable giving you should be aware of. For this year, for 2025, no change from last year. No change at all, okay? But next year, there's going to be something that's very different that impacts a ton of people. Right now, when you give to charity, if you file using the standard deduction, which, by the way, the vast majority of people use the standard deduction, about 90% of all U.S. tax filers file with a standard deduction. So if you file with a standard deduction and you give money to charity this year, there's no tax benefit at all. None at all. Okay, fine. Next year, there's a big tax benefit that goes into effect. It's from the tax bill that was passed earlier this year. So next year, if you give cash gifts to a charity, even if you're a standard filer, you're going to be entitled to up to a $1,000 charitable deduction. This is big. And it's $2,000 if you're a joint filer. So what's really interesting about this is I don't think a lot of people focused on this when they passed the tax bill, but it's an extra benefit. It has to be a cash gift only that goes directly to a qualifying charity.
You know what? This time of year also means scams, and not just scams, but charitable scams. Those are even worse. What do we do? How do we look out for those?
I want everyone to really understand whether, no matter how old or young you are, you just got to be on your toes, okay? Because, as you said, scammers are out. They know that you're like all emotion during this period of time, and you're not thinking, and you're really busy. So sometimes you'll be contacted by an organization. It sort of sounds similar to a legitimate charity, but it's off by just a little. I'll give you an example. One year, there was a big scam going out, and it was an organization. They called themselves the National Cancer something. And it sounded like the American Cancer Society, which is legitimate, is close. And people were giving to that, thinking they were giving to a legitimate charity. So what I really want people to do is take a moment before you start giving. Take a beat, whether it's an email or a text or someone calling. Just make sure this is a legitimate charity. You can do that on the IRS.gov website. They've got a search tool that you can use. Always make sure that you are paying with a credit card or a check. You avoid charities that ask for gift cards or wiring money. Don't overshare. This is your Aunt Jill begging you not to overshare your information. No social security numbers, no credit card numbers, no personal identification numbers, unless you're sure that this organization is legitimate. And by the way, if you're feeling a little pressure, it's not legitimate. No legitimate charity is putting the pressure tactic on to get you to send money.
Jill Schlesinger, thanks so much. JillOnMoney.com for more information about this subject and others.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.